Financial companies face new government fees.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Today, President Obama is scheduled to announce new fees on the big financial firms. The plan would raise an estimated $100 billion-plus dollars to cover losses from the public bailouts. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us live in our Los Angeles studio. Hi, Sam.
Good morning, Bill.
What do we know about these new bank fees?
Well, the latest information is that the fees are expected to be spread out over as much as a decade in order to discourage banks from passing these costs on to consumers in any significant way. And the amount of money each bank pays will be based on the amount of their liabilities. The fees would hit about 50 firms with assets of over $50 billion. Now, the White House isn't naming names, but it isn't hard to figure out who will bear the brunt of these new fees, J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, and Bank of America being at the top of that list.
What would this do to the federal budget deficit?
Well, unfortunately, we're talking about a much bigger political impact here than a fiscal one. And this is evident even in the name of the proposal, which is called the Financial Crisis Responsibility Fee. There's a huge amount of public anger over the bailouts, especially as this year's bonus season on Wall Street is looking like it's going to break records. Much of what this fee will do is to tap into that anger as a way to limit the fallout from voters ahead of next November's congressional elections.
Marketplace's Sam Eaton, thank you.
Thanks.
In other news, the earthquake in Haiti is highlighting the philanthropic power of cellular and social networking. Organizers say $2 million have been contributed to the quake victims so far via text message contributions. China responded officially today to Google's threat to leave the country. The government said foreign internet firms are welcome, but they must obey the law. No hint there of changes regarding the blocking of web content in China. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman wanted to know, does Google's threat signal a trend? American companies challenging Chinese censorship.
Whatever its policies on censorship, China's legal protections for foreign companies are much better than they used to be. But Gary Huffbauer of the Peterson Institute for International Economics says there are still big hurdles.
The entertainment companies, they've had endless trouble with piracy. We thought we had some understandings on opening banks, insurance business, selling mutual funds, and so forth. Lots and lots of obstacles are thrown in their way.
Huffbauer says U.S. companies don't usually air these problems in public. They work behind the scenes to get a better deal. He doesn't think many will now follow Google's lead and complain in public. But there have been recent hacker attacks and corporate espionage against U.S. companies. If it turns out the Chinese government is involved, Huffbauer says there could be a backlash.
That's pretty damaging for China's reputation as a good place to do business.
Critics of China are urging more American technology companies to leave. They point out some of the censorship and surveillance software the government is using comes from the U.S. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Yesterday, Google's stock price fell more than 0.5%. But not Asian stocks today. Major markets there were up solidly. Australia said its unemployment rate fell unexpectedly to 5.5%. European markets are higher as well this morning. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 53 points, closing at 10,680.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and Progressive.com.
In Washington, the hearings continue today into the causes of the financial crisis. Yesterday, bank executives took heat for the way they profited from the mess. A huge chunk of those profits are about to be handed out to bank employees. And our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, says, good for them. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So you are just pleased as punch with Goldman Sachs employees raking in all this money?
Yes, I am. Now, before our listeners turn off the radio, I'm making a strong distinction between the profits, which I think are disgusting because they've been made off of the taxpayer, and the company paying out the money that it's making to its employees. I have to tell you, I wish more companies would pay out, 40, 50% of their revenue to their employees during the good times. Hey, that'd be a good thing.
But, Chris, Americans are seeing bankers, of all things, and bank employees, after the crisis we've been through, those are the last people a lot of citizens want to see doing well.
I agree with you, Bill, and I agree with those people who are outraged when they're thinking about the profits and the bailout. But there's a bigger point here, and it has to do with companies paying out more of the wealth to their employees. And that's what I think we should take away from the Wall Street culture. I mean, I was doing some research and reminded this article, Daniel Gross, he's a columnist at Newsweek, he wrote several years ago, and he's looking at the grumbling about how much auto workers were paid, you know, and all these legacy costs. And he made a very important point. You know, those legacy costs, you know, we have a good health care plan. We have a good retirement plan. We work in a factory and we're able to own our own home and live in the middle class. In our society, companies should be paying out more of what they make to their employees. I think that's the bottom line, and that's why I like those bonuses.
Do you think more profit sharing is the way of the future?
In a better world, yes. But in the world we live in, no. Not with 10% unemployment, not with the broader measure of unemployment at 17.3%, the marginally attached, not with the rise of the temp worker. No, there is really no incentive for companies to do that. But I really wish that more companies would look at what Goldman is doing, looking at what Morgan is doing, and taking the right lesson from it, which is share the wealth with the employees.
Marketplace's economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, I'm no Shakespeare, but methinks FCC rules are not constant, but are changing still. Yesterday, a federal appeals panel scoffed at the policy of fining broadcasters for allowing fleeting expletives on live TV. One of the judges asked, could a network show Hamlet discussing his mother's dexterity to incestuous sheets? The judges have not ruled yet, but it's looking like frailty, thy name is federal indecency standards. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.